It showed an eagerness for adventure, a readiness for the hand-to-mouth, which the care she took of her home and her love of good housewifery made not a little remarkable. She must be a woman of complicated character, and there was something dramatic in the contrast of that with her demure appearance. I was excited by the encounter, and my fancy worked busily while I sought to concentrate myself on the game I was playing. I always tried my best to beat Strickland because he was a player who despised the opponent he vanquished. His exultation in victory made defeat more difficult to bear. On the other hand, if he was beaten, he took it with complete good humour. He was a bad winner and a good loser. Those who think that man betrays his character nowhere more clearly than when he is playing a game might on this draw subtle inferences. When he'd finished, I called the waiter to pay for the drinks and left them. The meeting had been devoid of incident. No word had been said to give me anything to think about, and any surmises I might make were unwarranted. I was intrigued. I could not tell how they were getting on. I would have given much to be a disembodied spirit so that I could see them in the privacy of the studio and hear what they talked about. I had not the smallest indication on which to let my imagination work.